This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
It's 11 trivia questions on angry Amazon reviews. I'm going to read you a review from an angry parent and you try and guess what product they're talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, sitting here recording in my new studio, which is just my garage and a pile of stuff behind me. If you're watching on YouTube or listening to the show, we've got some cool stuff back here. Let's see, what can I showcase this week? Ooh, Dunder Mifflin Paper Company hat. That's pretty cool if you like The Office. A nice Dunder Mifflin hat. I actually got that at Five Below for $5. I bought four of them for upcoming Office trivia night that I'm sure I'll do at some point. But if you're looking for a Dunder Mifflin hat, go check out Five Below if you have one in your area. I have been watching some new movies and things and catching up on some Oscar stuff. The most recent thing I watched was the new Addams Family movie with my daughter Annabelle. She was excited. We almost saw it in theaters, and I'm glad that we didn't because it was not so good. I saw a bunch of reviews saying the animation style was really well done, and I thought it was real clunky. To me, it looked like some of these foreign animated movies and shows that she watches on Netflix, where you could tell like they had a lower budget for the animation and they just kind of ship it over to the US with some bad dubbed vocals and voices. So it seemed like that to me, but it had like this all-star cast and it had like Charlize Theron and Oscar Isaac and all these different people in it. So I think they spent most of the money on the voices, but not so much on the production of the movie. It has a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not so great. And it cost $24 million to make. It made $200 million. So the marketing was really good for that. And enough people saw that where they'll probably make another animated Addams Family. But I thought the story and the jokes, like nothing was standing out. I would never watch it again. Hopefully she doesn't want to watch it anytime in the near future. But that's my quick review of the new Addams Family movie. And if you want to see more in depth some of the stuff behind me, if you're watching on YouTube and you want to peep another video where I give a full tour of this shelf and a lot of cool stuff on it, that is a new Patreon video that I put up earlier this month. Go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, donate a dollar or more and get access to a ton of cool posts just like that, the Patreon tour of my prize garage. So I just wanted to promote that. If you have been listening to the show for a while and you have a buck to spare, patreon.com/triviawithbuds is the easiest way to support the show. So head on over there and see what you can get at all different reward tiers. Today's episode is called Angry Amazon Reviews. I have five questions for you on books and movies. And you're going to try and guess what we're talking about based on these angry parent reviews. This was sent to me by Brent Barkey from Minnesota. We're going to jump into these 10 questions right now. Here we go. All right, here we go, everybody. This is Angry Amazon Reviews. Let's see if you can figure out what we're talking about. The first five are books, and here's number one. What the heck is this book teaching? I understand giving all you have to a situation, but the little brat only came back when he needed something. He wasn't even grateful. Teachings like this are why millennials still live in their parents' home. What book do you think we're talking about there? Number one. Question number two, here the title character pushes his way in, forces the kids to disobey their parents, and just when all is lost and the moral lesson would be learned, two guys show up and clean up the whole mess. Message, if you disobey your parents, things will still work out. What book are we talking about there based on that angry parent review on Amazon? Number three, waste of money. Neither my three-year-old son or I could appreciate this book. It had no real story. It's just about this little rabbit that just says goodnight to everything in his room, including a bowl of mush, which is what I thought of this book. Number three. What is that waste of money? Number three. Number four, very weird book, strange rhyming and nonsense words. Words is in quotes. The people are drawn like some kind of aliens. And this title character, I don't know if it's a talking animal or if he's also a green alien. Also, apparently the author is not an actual MD or PhD. Number four, what is that book? Number four. Number five, I bought this book for my son. While the book had some good graphics, I believe the message by Maurice Sendak is all wrong. He talks back to his mother, and I think the message to kids is wrong. I could write a thesis as to why scary-looking lions, monkeys, and others are not that great for three-year-olds. Number five. We're moving on to the movie section. These are five reviews on movies. You're trying to guess the movies. Here's number six. So the whole thesis of this movie is literally build a tower of meaningless boyfriends and claw your way up their flesh to your own sanity and happiness. There, I just saved you 1.5 hours of your life. Oh, and to show a young 11-year-old child stealing a credit card from their mother and running away? Bad taste. Number six. Number seven, everything is wrong with this movie. First of all, the beginnings of the movie only came through in black and white. Second of all, the main character gets really obnoxious after a while. The whole movie is her complaining. I got so sick of hearing her whine and complain, I almost turned the movie off. Number seven. Question number eight, a children's movie should not have so much foul language in its songs, and they'll copy and sing that. There was nothing in here even remotely aesthetic and beautiful. The main character farts and burps and anything else disgusting you can think of, which they think is funny. Number eight. Number nine, I know it's dated being from the 90s, but that shouldn't matter for a good movie. The reason this movie is bad is because the kid is obnoxious, his parents are stupid, and the rest of his family are a bunch of mean jerks to each other. The only good characters are the burglars and good old John Candy, rest his soul. Number nine. Last question, number 10. What movie is this? The main message of the film is that your mother and father are too busy for you, and the person they entrust you to will make you depend on her right before she abandons you. And she'll give you a lot of rules, which you're supposed to relish, and perform magical stunts to keep you from totally hating her and her rules. I can't see kids or adults liking this message. What is that movie? Number 10. Those are all your questions and reviews from today's Angry Amazon Reviews episode. We'll be right back with the answers in just a sound effect. We are back with the answers to Angry Amazon Reviews. These are fun. I did not find these myself. They were sent to me by Brent Barkey. So thank you, Brent. Here are the first five on books. Number one, what is this book teaching? I understand giving your all to a situation, but the little brat only came back when he needed something. The answer here was The Giving Tree. Remember that book, The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Number two, here the title character pushes his way in, and then a bunch of people clean up their mess at the end. Message, if you disobey your parents, things will work out. That was The Cat in the Hat. Thing number one and two come in with that vacuum at the end. The Cat in the Hat. Number three, waste of money. Neither my three-year-old or I could appreciate this book. It had no real story. It was just a little rabbit says goodnight to everything, including a bowl of mush, which is what I thought of this book. That was Goodnight Moon. Goodnight Moon. Number four, very weird book. Strange rhyming and nonsense words. People are drawn like aliens, and the guy is not an actual doctor. That's Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number four. And number five, I bought this book for my son. Maurice Sendak and his message is all wrong. I could write a thesis as to why scary-looking lions and monkeys are not great for three-year-olds. Where the wild things are. Where the wild things are. Those were the first five. Here's the next five with movies. Number six. So this whole movie is literally build a tower of meaningless boyfriends and claw your way up their flesh to your own sanity and happiness. There, I just saved you 1.5 hours of your life. Oh, and to show to an 11-year-old child, show an 11-year-old child stealing a credit card from a mother and running away. Bad taste. The movie there was Inside Out. I don't get the review mentioning the boyfriends. Are there boyfriends in that movie? I don't remember that at all. I thought it was just her friends she was upset with. Number seven, everything is wrong in this movie. First of all, the beginning of the movie only came through in black and white. That's The Wizard of Oz. This one had to be like a planted review. Some of these I'm like, oh, they could be legit, but that one it's like, Come on. You haven't heard of Wizard of Oz and that it changes. Number eight, a children's movie should not have so much foul language in it. That was Shrek. Shrek with the burping and farting. They didn't like Shrek. The next one was Home Alone. That's right. John Candy, rest his soul. They only liked the burglars. They hated everybody else. Home Alone. And number 10, the main message of this film is your mom and dad are too busy, and this other lady will do magical stunts and then leave you as well. Mary Poppins was that movie. Mary Poppins. So there you go, everybody. Those are your angry Amazon reviews. I hope you had fun playing along with this very different trivia episode today. Not super trivia based, kind of more of a guessing game, but there it was. Speaking of movies that I don't remember as a kid, but I watched recently, we watched Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Did you know that is framed around like Nazi Germany in World War II? I had no idea. At the end, there's like a Nazi invasion. It's not super serious in the movie, but it was interesting. I don't remember that as a kid. I just was like, oh, they do spells and they get animated or whatever. They go into the animated medieval times type world. Okay. Anyway, that is today's episode. Funky Monkey question of the day is coming up right now. And that question is, what city did trumpet legend Louis Armstrong hail from? Send me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Coppertone. Coppertone. And your trivia team name of today is Vladimir Putin on the Ritz. Vladimir Putin on the Ritz. That is it for today's episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.